Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So let me get this straight, folks. President Biden or the Biden administration is considering unfreezing another $10 billion of assets for Iran. This absolutely, folks, is a very strange development. Not surprising given what we've seen happen with the other $6 billion, but this $10 billion evidently is frozen cash, previously frozen in and held in Iraq, we understand. So we will tell you about that here this morning on the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we race into this Wednesday edition of the program. We're live, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine and be part of the show this morning. And also, you can head over to my home website, of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, we'll see that during the broadcast and hopefully be able to discuss it. If you have a question or comment for me or one of our guests this morning, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, of course, in hour number three. And then also in hour number three, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And I've got a lot of great questions for Chris this morning, by the way, and Denise, of course. We'll talk mostly international relations, the war in Israel, and some other political issues with Denise. But with Chris, we also want to talk about some of these changes that we see that we're seeing in the economy. And my question is going to be, are we better off now? Are things happening better now? And although it seems to me that everything is still pretty expensive out there, and so we'll see if we're really on the right track or not. Hey, you know, or, you know, for example, if gasoline went to $6 a gallon, but it used to be $4 a gallon, let's just say for the sake of argument, it goes to $6 a gallon, but then it kind of comes down and it's only now $5.45 a gallon. Well, it's still pretty expensive from where it was, especially if your wages didn't keep up. But, folks, we're going to leave that discussion here for a little bit. Once again, Kyle Warren with you. Good morning to everybody listening on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer. Of course, they're in Tampa, Florida. Good morning to everybody at GCN Network. They distribute our program, of course, to our great AM and FM affiliates out there. And good morning to you, the listeners and the callers. And we're just really glad that you're there. We're glad that you're spending some time with us. Whatever you're doing this morning, if you're driving a big rig across the country, if you're making deliveries, if you're working a shift, if you're in law enforcement or first responder, whatever you're doing, you're working your job overnight, we're glad that you're spending time with us. So we will tell you about this $10 billion, evidently, that that could be unlocked, we understand. But first, we want to tell you about the fact that the House has passed a bill to avert government shutdown. This from Fox News. The House of Representatives passed a bill to avert a pre-holiday season government shutdown on Tuesday night along strong bipartisan lines. It passed 336-95 with over the two-thirds margin it needed to get the measure over the line. Just two Democrats voted against the bill, along with 93 Republicans. It's now headed to the democratically controlled Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, of course, Democrat of New York, indicated he would take it up as soon as possible. Well, I sure hope so, because November 17th, folks, is fast approaching, to say the least. So, again, fiscal year 2023 government funding has been extended through November 17th. To give Congress more time to pass 12 individual appropriations bills setting up next year's spending priorities. But Faced with another looming deadline, House and Senate leaders agreed to another short-term extension known as a continuing resolution, or CR, was needed. The bill's passage was the first big legislative test for Speaker Mike Johnson, Republican of Louisiana, of course, who took on the role less than a month ago, shortly after ex-Speaker Kevin McCarthy from California was ousted. Despite more Democrats voting for it than Republicans, Johnson did net a win in getting a majority of his GOP conference to support the CR. Johnson's plan, released on Saturday, creates two separate deadlines for funding different parts of the government to set up more targeted goals to work toward. And so, again, number one, I think that I know there's a lot of people out there who might think that, well, maybe we should just go ahead and shut it down because that way the government's not doing this, that, or the other thing. And to some degree, that would certainly be a massive statement. But at the same time, I think we should consider, and we would argue, I think, that any kind of government shutdown would play directly into the hands of the Democrats in some very, very big ways. It's really an uphill battle. And believe me, I understand. I think spending needs to be the priority. And I do appreciate Speaker Johnson trying to tie some of this foreign aid, for example, to Israel or even to Ukraine, to other what they call pay-fors. Now, it feels like a drop in a bucket, and to a great degree, I think, you know, metaphorically, it certainly is a drop in the bucket for some of these pay-fors. But at least we're getting people on board with it. We're getting people talking about it. We're getting the general public infused with this notion that it's not an endless stream of cash. You know, and yes, the government can print the money or it borrows the money and so forth. But perhaps now, more than ever, we can get that concept going because the voters out there, I think even if they're Republican, Democrat, or Independent, they are going to realize and I think be able to really feel that connection in terms of their own kitchen table budgets and what they can afford and what they can't afford and how they have to make choices about what they're going to spend their money on or how they're going to spend their money or how they have to plan or put something off in order to get something else going, in other words, to prioritize. And this is something I think Mike Johnson, as the new speaker, can really do. I think he can really start to get people to see that they need to prioritize, and that's actually good governance. And it's not just an endless gravy train of money that's billions and billions and billions. I mean, it sounds like Carl Sagan back in the cosmos. It's billions and billions and billions, and all it ever does is go elsewhere. Well, that doesn't help us very much, does it, in the long run? But stay right there, folks. We're coming right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, we are back, folks. Second segment here of hour number one. Little Bossa Nova, a baby, bringing us back in. And, of course, that is, of course, the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. And I got to tell you, folks, that still sounds great today, doesn't it? It's certainly evocative of the era, and it's definitely something. I don't know. When that comes on, you just kind of smile, you know. So I like that it's there. All right. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine here on the program this morning. And, of course, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message as well. And you can also find me on Facebook, and you can also find me on X as well. Plus, you can subscribe to my podcast, and you can find my podcast all over the place. Apple Podcasts, we got Spotify, we've also got Google Podcasts there, Podcast Republic, and of course our home at podbean.com, KyleWarrenShow.podbean.com. And again, we're working to put some new things together for the podcast as well, so we really appreciate the support, we appreciate the kind words, and I've got a message here I'll read here in a little bit that I sure appreciate, and so keep them coming, folks. We really, really just get fired up with these kinds of messages. We really, really do. All right. So, as we mentioned, so we talked a little bit about Mike Johnson. And, of course, now the Senate's going to have to take up the CR. And then they're going to have to go through these spending things. We also know, I believe, that there's some resistance in the Senate, of course, for doing support for Israel without bundling it all together. Maybe this is the one time you don't need to bundle something together to get more savings or something, and that is, we don't need to bundle Ukraine in together with Israel. We need to support both, obviously, but there are a lot of questions still, of course, about Ukraine and how that is going and where that is going. And certainly this war, I mean, both of these wars need to get turned off in some way. Now, that doesn't mean that suddenly you just turn them off, because you can't simply let Hamas regroup the way that it will regroup. It certainly will regroup and do what it does. There's no doubt about that. But certainly there has to be a way to find the right off-ramps, especially in the Israel-Hamas war. But when you think about it, and you think about history, and you think about what happened, for example, at the end of World War II, we had a great call about this several nights ago, or several mornings ago, depending on your perspective, your time zone, where the caller was talking about the idea that, you know, the war ended, and, for example, Japan, you know, became our good friend. And these days, and as I was growing up, you know, I'm born after World War II, when we were growing up, we didn't see Japan as some kind of enemy at all. We saw Japan as our friends, as our new friends. We would learn about, I remember when, especially when I was in elementary school, we learned all kinds of stuff about Japanese culture and things like that. It always fascinated me. But they are our fast friends. They're our allies. But yet, there was the terrible, terrible events of World War II. Likewise, of course, now with Germany, basically, the country of Germany, we're fast friends. And so there comes a time when the war is over and you make peace. And, of course, you want to stop war. Nobody wants war. And I think, by the way, I think nobody rejects war more than the warriors that have to prepare every day for war, because they know what it means. They know exactly what it means to be sent in to the combat zone. And they do it, and they do it willingly. They go where their country calls them to go, and they do it because of love for country, their sacrifice. But at the same time, they're praying for peace, as well as they should, only because it's a war should be a last resort. But when it comes to Hamas, or it comes to the ilk of Hamas, the mentality of Hamas, the goal of Hamas, they're not looking for a peaceful structure. They're not looking for a two-state system. They're not looking for any of these things. And we've talked about this before, right? We've talked about this before. They're not looking for that. So it is incredibly difficult where that off-ramp is to see how you would maneuver to get to it, because any kind of declaration of peace by Hamas would, I would think, in itself be a lie. And now we understand, too, that it looks like, I believe, the Houthis, the Iran-backed Houthis in Yemen, are now also evidently calling for basically an all-out war by land and sea and air against Israel. They're threatening it, at least. So there doesn't be an off-ramp or a turn-off anytime soon for something like that. So it means, I think it means you have to go day by day, and you have to be able to make sure, first of all, that the innocent people are protected, that the victims of Hamas have now been limited in that sense, that they can't come in and do more damage. There are also issues inside Gaza. We've heard a lot about this hospital that's there. Israel, I understand, offering incubators. But at the same time, the Hamas leadership, again, just flagrantly uses other human beings as shields, as simply cannon fodder as well. So this is where it's kind of different than it ever was when we were growing up and we're learning about wars and we're learning about when they're over and then peace is made, or, you know, just the cessation of the game has occurred and we move forward from there. Well, Hamas and I think the Iranian mullahs and so forth, that way. They just don't think that way. So knowing this stuff, right, knowing this, we understand the Biden administration, through the State Department specifically, and I think this is mentioned here specifically for a reason, because we just heard that the, 100 people in the State Department signed some letter condemning the Biden administration and Joe Biden for spreading misinformation about the Israeli-Hamas conflict and, why we are supporting Israel and Israel's a war criminal and all that good stuff, right? So the Biden administration, through the State Department specifically, is reportedly issuing a waiver to Iran that would allow access to another $10 billion worth of previously frozen cash, this time held in Iraq. This alarming development comes after the Biden administration, in the days before the Iran-backed Hamas terrorists launched their October 7th slaughter of Israelis, unfroze billions of dollars for Iran as part of a questionable prisoner swap arrangement. Since the deal was made, Iranian proxies have continued to launch attacks at Israel as well as U.S. troops in the Middle East. All right? Again, wounding dozens of American service members, this according to Town Hall. From the RNC research, we find that the Biden State Department spokesman Matt Diller declines to comment on reports that they're unlocking another $10 billion for Iran. All right? So, basically, Biden already, in some way, shape, or form, we understand the number is upwards of $100 billion that has in some way or another gone over to the Iranian regime. So, folks, I don't even know what planet we're living on here. I don't know what universe we're in, but there was a signpost up ahead. Maybe we missed it. Maybe it's way back in the rear view at this point where it says we're entering the Twilight Zone. In what crazy universe, and no, not like the Marvel universe, and they're moving open very well, we understand. I have not kept up with the Captain Marvel movies, I have to admit. I like the Avengers. I thought that was really cool, and I've seen some of these, but there are a lot of them to have to watch and cross-reference, and unfortunately, my schedule doesn't really always allow something like that, but they can operate in different universes, right? There's the portals and things of this nature, and they go to parallel dimensions and this kind of thing. Well, what dimension are we living in, folks, where we're considering giving them another $10 billion? Honestly, we saw what just happened, and we're going to enrich them even further. I think maybe we got to have our heads examined on that one. At least some of those who want to actually do this, right? Never a dull moment, but it's very serious, isn't it? Well, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back after this break. 949-822-7959. That's the number. Kyle Warren with you. And we will see you on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One en route to San Francisco, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby confirms what Israeli officials have been saying about Hamas and the function of certain hospitals in Gaza.
We have information that Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad use some hospitals in the Gaza Strip, including Al-Shifa, and tunnels underneath them, to conceal and to support their military operations and to hold hostages.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are meeting in California on Wednesday to discuss a wide range of topics, which includes a deal to crack down on fentanyl trafficking. Republican Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt joins Fox Business to say he believes the deal will not work.
It's not like this is going to stop the flow, and I also don't believe China that they're going to crack down.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and we are having fun this morning here on the program, and we sure would like to hear from you. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and be a part of the program this morning. And coming up next segment, give you a quick preview. We're going to have, of course, our first Trucker and Traveler report of the morning. We've got a great song lined up. And we've got a great message about the music. We're going to be talking about that in the next segment as well. We sure appreciate that. And so once again, folks, you know, by the way, we saw this this major rally in Washington, D.C. It was an interesting kind of juxtaposition or comparison, maybe is a better term, comparison of the headlines about the rally. For example, if you head over to Newsmax, their headline says, "Tens of thousands rally for Israel in D.C., crying, never again." Okay, so that's pretty evocative of the tenor, of the style, of the message, of the, well, how about the enthusiasm, right, of the crowd. So you head over to Reuters, their headline is this: "Demonstrators in Washington back Israel, denounce anti-Semitism." Well, I mean, that's what they were doing. That's right. But certainly, kind of doesn't really convey probably the amount of passion and the amount of enthusiasm that was going on there. So, yeah, let's see what Newsmax has to say about this. "Supporters of Israel rallied by the tens of thousands on the National Mall under heavy security Tuesday, voicing solidarity in the fight against Hamas and crying, "Never again." Which, by the way, folks, is a cry that we have elicited on this program. We are absolutely 100% behind the phrase, "never again." This was what we thought, and again, I mentioned, you know, we were growing up after World War II, and we learned about the Nazis, the Third Reich, we learned about the concentration camps, we learned about the Hitler's final solution to exterminate the Jewish people, you know, and we thought that this was destroyed, right? Unfortunately, we find out it's all too alive and well in certain parts of the world and under certain affiliations and ideologies and belief systems. But over again, has always been, I think, the cry of decent people everywhere. No matter their country of origin, no matter their race, no matter their creed, no matter their religious faith, we should all agree that never again means never again. And it also means that we take every step necessary to see that it's never again. And what, again, is boggling to me, and I know I've said this before, but I think it bears repeating, what's boggling my mind is that you have people who have literally somehow been, again, start espousing these kinds of ideas, trying to, I mean, even to the point where some people are saying things like, well, Adolf Hitler had this thing and it just, let's bring it back and this kind of stuff. Oh my gosh. You know, this is, again, the stuff of nightmares, the stuff of a parallel, you know, bizarre universe that we've gone through some portal, right? So again, the March for Israel offered a resounding and bipartisan endorsement of one of America's closest allies as criticism has intensified over Israel's offensive in Gaza, set off by the bloody Hamas incursion on October 7th. Overlooking a sea of Israeli and U.S. flags, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Mike Johnson, and the House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries came together on the stage with Republican Senator Johnny Ernst of Iowa, joined hands. "We stand with Israel," Schumer chanted. Yet underneath that projection of unity, Democrats are sharply divided over Israel's course and its treatment of Palestinians. President Biden is now urging Israel to restrain some of the tactics to ease civilian suffering in Gaza after voicing full-throated solidarity with the Israelis in the early weeks. So following that, a succession of speakers took to the stage to denounce the Hamas attack and what they said was a very, very virulent, I can say that three times fast, spread of anti-Semitism internationally, an embarrassment to all civilized people and nations, in the words of Israeli President Yitzhak Herzog, who addressed the crowd by video from the Western Wall in Jerusalem. So, number one, we want to give credit where credit is due. There should be bipartisan support for this. There's a lot of things that divide us in this country and make us, kind of crazy sometimes, right, to one another. And the events on Capitol Hill earlier on Tuesday, unfortunately, are a terrible example of that. And by the way, on this show, there is no fighting. Okay, there's no fighting on this show. We're not coming to blows on this program. That's just a ground rule. I'll tell you why. We've got line one, I think, lighting up here. Let's head over to line one and find out what the caller has on their mind this morning. Good morning, line one. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling?
Hey, Kyle. This is Timmy from Nokomis.
Yes, Timmy. Yes.
I was just listening to the statistics that 5,000 or 6,000 of those Hamases been killed. How many of those Hamases are there, anyways?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I know
we've got 6,000 of them. I'll take my answer out there. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. That's Timmy, everybody. I believe calling from the great state of Oklahoma. That's right. And I think that there are definitely thousands upon thousands of Hamas, as they call militants, but we know the actual designation is terrorist. They're called militants in certain journalistic protocols, but of course they amount to terrorists. They certainly have all kinds of money. The leaders of Hamas literally, I think they're billionaires in many cases. They live in a different place. They live in Qatar, or Qatar, as it were. And so, again, this is all a big ruse on their part to somehow, look like, well, you know, these terrible Israelis, they're just oppressing the Palestinians, and they're just, you know, going through Gaza. Well, yes, we see the footage, right? We see the video. They are going through Gaza, and they are destroying these tunnels. They are trying to make sure that from Gaza, that there could never be another kind of attack that's launched. I don't know that there's any other reason other than to provide for the security of Israel based on the idea that Hamas, which has governed Gaza since 5 years, if you call correctly, that they simply use that as a launching ground for rocket attacks and, of course, for an over-the-border incursion, which included what, parachuting or gliding over the border and doing all kinds of things that, again, show all kinds of planning that was, yes, helped out by Iran, trained and many trained in Iran, we understand. And now let me hearken back to the story we had the first segment there about the $10 billion in frozen assets that the State Department would love to release to the Iranian government. I mean, it's, you know, I'm not laughing because I want to be funny. I'm laughing because it seems to me that, again, we just sort of lost our minds on this, at least these people in the State Department have. They have a very warped view of how to actually go about this. So to Timmy's point, I'm sure that we could probably come up with a number of that, but I know that it's thousands upon thousands upon thousands at the very least. They would be more than happy to be able to do whatever they can. But this is, again, this is why Israel has to do what it has to do at this point. And they're under a lot of scrutiny. Nobody wants to have any collateral damage. But I will invoke Bill Maher. I had a great audio clip from him the other night. What Hamas did is, well, or the collateral damage, basically, that the Israeli Defense Forces would inadvertently cause is not the same thing as what Hamas did on purpose. And so you always try to minimize collateral damage. This is what decent people do, right? This is, you know, you would never, and this is what the American forces, they want to reduce the collateral damage. They also have to carry out the mission, but at the same time, they're not out to destroy innocent people for the sake of doing that. And this is the difference between the Israeli Defense Forces and Hamas. But great call, great question. And folks, when we come back, we've got the first Trucker Traveler Report. We've got a great song. And we are moving through this Wednesday edition literally, well, I'm just going to say, at warp speed. 949-822-7959. We're coming right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we race through this Wednesday edition of the program. And this week is flying by already. It's already the Wednesday edition. And I don't know, it's like I said before, I think it's an Einstein time dilation relativity problem. But it just seems like things are going by a lot faster than perhaps they ever have. So I don't know, maybe you have the same perception. I don't know. but welcome back, folks. It is time. Here we do this every first and second hour of the program every morning. We do our Trucker Traveler Report. And also one of our privileges, our honors, our solemn duty, of course, on this program is to make sure that if you are out there and you're trucking across the country, if you are making your deliveries, if you're up, if you're working, whatever you're doing, we got to keep your blood pumping. We got to keep you pumped up and ready to keep rocking through the early morning hours. And yesterday, by the way, yesterday we had a great couple of songs. One of them was by Heart. It was Even It Up. And we got a great message. This is from Ron in Denver. And he's out there driving as well. And so be careful. Safe travels out there, Ron. He says, yes, Kyle, I'll agree with you about Heart. because I was saying about Ann and Nancy Wilson, and, you know, Heart had some great hits, and then, of course, they had some in the 80s as well, and they were able to evolve, basically. He says, not to mention Ann and Nancy Wilson, right, and they're great women of rock and roll, no doubt about that. He says, two other songs of theirs that were huge hits, Who Will You Run To in 1987, and also Nothing at All in 1985. Another song for the Truckers segment could be Don Henley's All She Wants to Do Is Dance. Well, that's right. I think we may do that next hour, as a matter of fact. And he says, thanks, Kyle. Got to go. Got to finish my route. Ron in Denver. Well, Ron in Denver, thank you so much for your message. I really appreciate it. And, yes, we absolutely agree, I will say, on Heart. And let's start off this hour, though, folks. We've got a real rocker, and this is Queen, and one of their massive rock songs, Tie Your Mother Down. Turn up the speakers on that one, and sometimes you just got to rock out. It is Wednesday, and we definitely can rock out today here on Wednesday. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and welcome back. As we are now going to, well, we're going to roll right into the Trucker and Traveler Report. And by the way, that was Tie Your Mother Down, Queen, and that's one of, I think, Brian May's, the lead guitarist there, one of his greatest kind of riffs. I mean, it just really starts off, all of a sudden there's just energy and everything there. And then some of the pitches, you can hear Roger Taylor, the drummer, right, the cymbals on which is really hard to do, I understand, by the way. But you catch us, they mute when they're hitting them. And so just, you know, the musicianship of these guys. And of course, we've lost Freddie's over 30 years ago now. But just the musicianship of these guys was just a phenomenal. There's just no doubt about it. And Brian May's still out there, and John Deacon, the bassist, I don't think that he plays a lot any longer, but certainly very creative bass player. That's for sure. All right, let's take a look at some of the precipitation going on right now. If you're in Portland, Oregon, you've got rain all around you there. This is going to head up Interstate 5 towards Longview. Then it's going to kind of head out in a band that's just south of Yakima and just north of Walla Walla, heading over towards Lewiston and then on over into central Idaho this morning with, again, this is going to be a mix of rain and snow all the way over into that central part of Idaho there, stopping west of Missoula. But if you're in Hamilton, looks like you're in snow south of Stevensville on U.S. Highway 93, I believe. So be careful there because you've got some of that precipitation going on. And then Crescent City in Eureka, California, you've got all kinds of rain that's just coming in off the coast there. Klamath Falls, this is up, I believe, 395. Highway 97, I should say. You've got in the Klamath Falls area, you've definitely got some rain and snow around in that area. So right now it looks like it's mostly north of there. So be aware of that if you're trucking through that area. But then we also have for our friends in Alabama and are in Georgia this morning and also in parts of Mississippi and looks like over towards New Orleans, Louisiana as well. You've got all kinds of rain there along the southern part there of Mississippi, stretching over to New Orleans. So if you're coming through I-12 right now, you've definitely got rain. And then also it looks like, I believe, I-10. And so you definitely want to be aware of that. Then that's going to head over towards Mobile, Alabama. This is, of course, along the Gulf Coast. And then over into Florida, Crestview, Panama City, Tallahassee's got all kinds of rain right now. So does Jacksonville. And it looks like, let's see here, looks like where our friends in Tampa are going to be pretty dry right now. But if you're in St. Pete, looks like you've got rain coming in there off the Gulf. And that's on the radar there right now. So that's going to head on over from St. Pete's Beach through Treasure Island up to Pinellas Park right now. So a little local weather report for you. And then up near Ocala and Gainesville, definitely have rain going on there. Now, in Georgia, I should say in Alabama, it's covering most of the state of Alabama this morning on the radar. So where you are is from Huntsville on down through Birmingham, through Monroeville, down to Van. You've got rain there. Albany, Georgia, Atlanta, you've got rain that on the radar, at the very least, is basically to the west of you right now, and it looks like that could be heading east. So please do be careful, and be careful if you're driving out there. Whatever you're doing this morning, we want you to get there in one piece. And, folks, when we come back from the top of the hour news, we have an awful lot more to tell you about this morning. And we want to hear from you as well. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. We will see you on the other side of the news. Stay right there.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.